Riley.
Yeah, Andrew.
Do you want to make a podcast?
I do, but whatever would it be about?
Well, I don't know what it would be about, but I got good news for you.
Oh, okay. That's always a great. I'm ready.
It's the return of a segment that we've all known and loved, but I have not been back to in quite a bit. Riley, I have theme music for you.
Yes. Oh, let's go. All right.
Inspired by your love of, there's a new JRPG that you have been just devouring.
I am 50 hours in, and I have, today I made an Aerith fan cam.
How's she doing?
Still kicking.
Okay.
But very much so, the game takes every moment to, like, hold your hand and go, all good things come to an end, don't they? Like, sometimes, you know... Sure, yeah, we've broken free of our fates, but some things just happen. It keeps doing that, and I truly don't know what they're going to do, but I'm now so emotionally attached to this character in a way that makes me feel crazy. I'm like, she's like a Columbo. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's very much like her whole character is like I know what I want you to do. I know what I want you to say or walk through. Or I know you have information. So I'm going to make myself seem a little ditzy, but I'm like the most aware person in the fucking room. And I'm going to like corner you, and you're going to feel stupid because I've made you feel stupid, but you're not going to think I did it on purpose. And it's like, it's just so fucking smooth every time. It's hilarious. I love these characters. I've met Marin's favorite person, Nick Valentine. No, that's Fallout 4. Vincent Valentine.
Yeah, you got there.
I've met him. I've met that cat bastard, that little David Tennant idiot. I've met here, Andrew. Did you know that Final Fantasy VII is one of those games of all time?
Yeah, it turns out it's pretty good.
They were right. Like, I'm so excited to be playing a thing that is from everything I can see is like a mostly faithful recreation with like a lot of extra stuff added in. Be playing this thing that is good, and it's like, it's revered, and it is just that good. The mini games are bad, but like, I don't know, man. It's a JRPG.
Yeah, that's the thing about the game that everyone that I've read has been like, yeah, the gameplay's bad and it's hyper bloated, but it's great. And it's not for me. It's not. I didn't like the first remake. So like, I know that it's nice when a game comes out and I can firmly be like, yeah, I'm good. This one's not mine.
About to be me with Dragon's Dogma. The gameplay is great. Like the gameplay is great, but it's the mini games that will get you.
Yeah, and those make up like 70% of the game, right?
They do. It's like a Yakuza in there, you know what I mean? Where it's just like wall to wall and you're just like hitting them constantly. In order to pass this, you have to pick the mushrooms. Which corner of the mushroom is the least tensile?
Yeah, I'm good. Anyways, Riley, I sent you some music that I think doubles as a boss fight music for an RPG. But you know what? I think it could also be our theme song for our show.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. It's going to start off with a bang. So let's click together. 3, 2, 1. Okay.
I like how this sounds. I like the sweepingness.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
this is, it's hitting notes that I feel like I should know.
What do you mean?
Like, that melody, that like, dan, 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 I feel like I should know that.
That's weird.
This is great. I like this a lot. This is, this is if we did, we did a Sky Pirate actual play. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think this would be a great, great theme song for that. It's music that really gets you in a certain mood.
I feel like you're holding a big hammer behind your back right now.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It to me has like that vibe of, it has like a, you know, the like that, what, what's that, the Sky Captain of Tomorrow or whatever the fuck, you know that movie?
Yeah, I know the movie you're talking about. I saw that and I don't remember it.
Same, but I remember the name.
Sky Captain. I mean, how do you forget Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow?
It's just fucking cool. But like, picture, like, in your mind, it's like, it's like either it's like big boats, like Treasure Planet style, flying through the sky, or like those, like, hey, we have a million airplanes and like they're only World War II, but they do come out of skyborne aircraft carriers. Mm-hmm. Like stuff like that. I feel like that is the podcast that is framed around this. Or we're doing a Sky Captain of the World of Tomorrow rewatch podcast 1 minute at a time.
The only rewatch that feels like a first time watch for everyone involved. I'm sure the director of that movie's like, yeah, I don't remember that. What's that about?
Who's that? I bet it's somebody that's frighteningly large. That is like,
it feels like one of those movies. It's like a Steven Spielberg that nobody talks about.
I was going to say Wachowski's.
I can see that.
But let's see here. Carrie Conran. Nope. I don't know that. I don't know you. You're a mystery to me. Your Wikipedia page does not have a filmography section on it.
Okay, I googled it and the cast hit me like it hit me in the gut. Jude Law, Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelina Jolie, Laurence Olivier.
No, Laurence Olivier. Why is that name familiar to me?
Sorry, Sir Laurence Olivier.
Has been deceased for nearly 13 years at the time of filming, was depicted in the film for the role.
What?
From voice and audio from when he was a young voice actor.
They just used stock footage of Laurence Olivier in their movie?
Is this the first movie that did that? This guy's dead, but tell you what, they're still here.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit. They also, it's Peter Law, who I can only assume is Jude Law's less exciting brother. Oh, father. It says father of Jude Law.
Oh, good Lord.
All right. Yeah, no, that's our Sky Captain of the World of Tomorrow podcast.
Yeah, it'll be a big hit on Reddit.
It says diesel punk is the name of the genre that it was.
Diesel punk. Okay.
What else exists in the diesel punk setting? I feel like we could also like rewatch Reign of Fire in this. It's like that genre of movie. You know what I mean?
Is Reign of Fire like, oh, it's current day America or whatever, but also there's dragons?
Reign of Fire is, it's post-apocalyptic America, but there are dragons.
Current day.
it's like Mad Max what with dragons, and you get like the scene of them, like of people who remember movies acting them out for kids and like doing like a stage play of Star Wars.
I assume that the dragons are part of the apocalypse, and it's not just like we happened to have an apocalypse. Also, there are dragons around.
Yeah, I think it's what if Pacific Rim was dragons and there were no mechs?
Okay.
What was this song, Andrew?
Oh, it's a sweeping orchestral track that I think really sets a nice mood.
Do you want to be honest with me?
No, it's a bump, ba-dump, bump, 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 bump. Bum, ba-dum, bum,
it's bum, Seabat.
Bum, bum, bum. It's Seabat. Yeah, listen to it again. Pop that back up. I told you it puts you in a certain kind of mood.
you.
So this is our erotic.
Yes.
Captain of the World, our erotic diesel punk podcast.
Mm-hmm. It's a podcast you put on when you really want to get in the mood and make sure that you and your partner are having a great time.
Are you and the missus trying to get down and dirty? Come on by to the Diesel Fuck Podcast.
Riley, do you have an idea for a podcast for me?
Hog Harry and the Sky Captain of your bedroom.
Starring Laurence Olivier. We're getting stock footage of Sir Laurence Olivier just cranking.
Because it's like one of those old cars, you had to crank the front of it and turn it. It's fucking stupid. I just have a quick update. We don't need to get too much into it, but the cooking at work saga has grown.
Oh my god. Okay.
So we had a potluck today. Today was my day off, right?
Okay.
We had a potluck today. So everyone brought in a bunch of food. There was corned beef. There was a smoked lamb, fucking shepherd's pie. There were like latkes. It was sick, but I didn't work. And so I came into work on my own.
For a free lunch. Yeah.
For a free lunch.
Is it a free lunch? And are you like, hey, I'm going to clock in for an hour?
I should have, but I didn't clock in. I just showed up in like in my shorts and a tank top and Crocs. Mm-hmm. I made biscuits. So I brought those, but like, they just kind of sat at my desk and ate my food, and someone would come to ask me a question. I'd be like, I'm not here today.
I do love the idea of you not bringing something in. You were just like, no, I heard there was going to be food at the office, so I decided to swing by.
I've done that before, too, when they order it, when they're like, oh, we're getting Lou Malnati's on Friday. And I'm like, cool, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I'm going to swing by, pick up 4 slices, and get out. It's just, and I guess my question to you is, have you ever, I guess my question to you was going to be, would you come into work on a day that you weren't working to get free food?
No, just straight up. I don't think there's ever been a job where I have gone into work on a day that I wasn't working for, like, we did a holiday party at a store I used to work at. And so I went in for that, but that was more like, we're all going to meet up at the store and then go over to Old Chicago Pizza and do that, if I remember right. But just the promise of food. I'm not in college anymore. So like, you got to do more than offer free pizza and a t-shirt.
See, and I'm the kind of person that, like, the email hits that there's free food, and I'm already back at my desk from receiving the free food. Like, there's been times when the people in Farbly have gotten up like, oh, shit, there's oh, are you finishing that sandwich? I am. Absolutely.
I used to help plan parties like that at my old office. I signed up for that committee.
I'm on that committee. Yeah.
But even then, I've never it has been a while since I've worked a job that had like weird days off.
Mm-hmm.
The Monday to Friday 9 to 5. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I like a weekday off, partially because like working a Saturday is fine because like what? Oh, no, I'm working 9 to noon and then I go home. Yeah. And I have the whole day ahead of me. Sure. Absolutely.
Why? Like, I also would not go into an office for a 3-hour shift.
Fair. I do.
I think the difference is I respect myself and my time, unlike you. So
I respect myself, but you know what I respect more is having the precious weekday off, which is that is like the true, like, I can go get stuff done that is like closed on the weekend. I can call the doctor. I can call like fucking Xfinity and argue about my internet bill. like I can get all that shit done that I have to get done. And then further, then I'm just like, oh, it's a weekday. I truly can just kick it for hours in a way that I can't on a weekend.
See, I have such little care for work or respect for work that I love working 9 to 5 and then having to say, bummer, that's when the doctor's open. I've got a doctor's appointment scheduled.
I've got to go then.
I get no better joy than knowing that, like, I get to cut their time out to go to a doctor's appointment.
I guess that's fair. Yeah. And you also have, like, the heavy air quotes, unlimited sick time or whatever, right? Like the tech thing.
I don't. I have a flexible PTO, which we've been told it is not unlimited time off, but we will not tell you what the difference is.
You have a secret little cup full of PTO, and when you use it up, ooh, we'll be mad.
It is unlimited PTO in the same sense that, like, if I get fired, they don't have to pay out my. They don't have to pay out my time off, right? Because I have none. I just have all of it. Is the, like, fun little trick they get to use.
What fun. We love the new ways businesses innovate.
Yeah. Where were you going with this podcast wise? Eating at the office.
I just wanted to let you know that I went in to eat at the office. And they had people had brought in their crock pots and shit. And, like, I knew somebody did, like, use, like, the big fancy people oven in their kitchen for like the leadership. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like, they have an oven in their office space that no one else is allowed to use except for days like this, in which case somebody baked a bunch of potato skins, which were fucking delicious. Yeah.
And they did that on the designated cook at work day, huh?
Yep. I just wanted to bring it up, to run through it again, just to give more context on my food behavior.
Okay.
I didn't really have a podcast coming out of it. I just like talking.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you have a podcast idea for me?
Yeah, like an actual podcast. I mean, I can. This comes from Char Aznable's Canon Toyota on Tumblr. Marn, that's Marn. And the suggestion is our get along podcast. A little bit what the show is already.
A little bit.
A little bit what the show is. But I think you and I are too amicable.
I think
if we have a falling out, but we both show back up in this room on Thursdays, I think we got something there. It's weird how, like, there are people who really enjoy that dynamic. Like, we have an antagonistic, like, dynamic on this podcast, but there are people who like that when it's dialed up even more.
Yeah, I don't get that. It honestly just makes me uncomfortable.
I was trying to listen to a video game podcast today that has, and I keep doing this, it's the same podcast every time, and it has the most rancid vibes because it's like three people who could barely stand each other in a room together. For Andrew's sake, this is
I was gonna say, no, I know the podcast you're talking about, actually.
I want to listen to them because I really like two of them. And then one of them feels like just a guy that's still there that, like, brings the vibes in the room to a rancid level.
And I know that one member of that podcast did cause their other podcast to implode.
Fascinating. Is that the one that I don't like? Is that the guy Ty hates?
Probably not.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Not the nice one that I like. Not the one from...
I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's...
Oh, it's...
Yes.
Fascinating. I want to know more so bad, but I probably should have just gossip about another podcast here.
No, that's a different third podcast that I don't like, and we're cutting all this. But Riley, so you're listening to a podcast where it seems like the vibes are off.
Yeah, the vibes are off, and it drives me crazy because... I don't know. I understand why people like that dynamic because it can lead to funny interactions. Because, like, I don't know. And I think they like what we do because we're two funny people who like each other, who play in a safe space. However, if people actually disdain each other, I don't think that's enjoyable. But I think we should build this podcast for other shows, for Get Along, to bring people on to the Get Along cast. And I think we have to force, we are producers here. We're the producer and editor. And we're like, hey, this show had a falling out. We're going to bring these hosts back and they're going to do an episode. And we are going to edit it and sit there in the room and produce with them and kind of work our way through. Oh, shit, I'm getting a phone call. Is this pizza? One second. I'm sorry. John Hopkins phone. Sorry, I'm texting my pizza guy the pin to my home.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about that conversation.
Uh-huh.
It's exciting.
Do you need to go pick up your pizza?
No, I don't think they're anywhere near me right now.
So
but, all right, that has been sent out. Andrew, yeah, so you have qualms?
Yeah, so, okay, it's time for us to put on the get-along shirt. So, Riley, tonight you said that you'd be good to record at 7:30 my time.
Uh-huh.
At what point did you then pull out your phone and order a pizza to be delivered during that podcast recording?
Well, it's because, A, I did it at 6, and I said it would take an hour.
Uh-huh.
And Mandy's here, so Mandy will pick up and receive the pizza. She will be the vessel by which pizza enters the home. However, okay, they have my phone number. I'm the phone caller. You know what I mean?
Okay, okay.
Oh, never mind. They were here. Cool.
I was by the door. I saw him.
Oh, he was struggling. I sent him a pin.
To find the house?
Yeah.
Oh, that explains why he was like, here you go. I was like, oh, I just came inside, so I don't know why you're so exasperated.
Hi, Mandy.
Do you want me to?
So, Mandy's the vessel for the pizza entering the home, as you
thanks
see.
For picking up the pizza, Mandy.
Andrew says, thank you. And you see, Andrew, in a perfect world, there would have been uh-huh. no phone call because the man was outside of our home already. The pizza would have been received, and then the pizza would have been quietly placed here in front of me, and I would have waited to the end of recording to eat said pizza.
I now, doubt the last part, but I'll let you say it.
I've been trying to be better. I try to only eat on stream.
You're on thin ice, but okay. I you're on thin ice. We're officially getting along, pod. There was a minute where I was like, did Riley order a fucking pizza to be delivered during our podcast so that they could say, 1 second, I gotta go meet a man outside.
I promise you, that was not the intent.
It's Riley, for the same reason that I don't go into work on my days off, I respect my time and I expect others to do the same.
I'm genuinely very sorry for the interruption. I'm glad, frankly, I'm glad the problem is with this and not with any of how I handled the phone conversation. Because I thought
you also picked up and said John Hopkins phone, which always makes me giggle.
That's one of those things where just like if it's a stranger, it's like who wants to know? Like who wants to know who I am? You get John. Johnny's here on the line right now.
No, I jumping back. I do like this idea of we force others, and you said others who've had podcasts that ended poorly.
Yes. Not us. We're not really on the show. We are there as advisors and moderators during the recording, and then we edit it together.
Sure. Do we want to take a reality TV producer role where each of us is assigned one of the people, and if we need to like take a break, we take them off to the side. And we go, look, you're so right. You're totally right. I'm so sorry this is happening. It's gonna
we're
be
trying
okay.
to amp up the drama, but it's the get along show.
I Riley, I don't think anyone actually wants people to get along is the thing.
Oh no, but
I think it's exciting twice. And then I wanna see the fallout. I wanna see there's reason reality TV isn't puppies, you know?
I mean there are no reality TV radio shows, right?
Is Shock Jock DJ prank phone calls a reality show?
It's in the ballpark, right?
It is. Did you jump to the other side of the room before you answered me?
I did. I did like a walk because I thought it'd be funnier from a distance. I'm trying to work with the space I have tonight, Andrew.
It's a microphone.
I'm doing a lot of like bits and pieces. I'm doing like...
You don't have to do physical bits around the room. It's a podcast.
Well, if we're doing a reality show, I think it's important to try to like work through the space we have. I think it is. It taps into the same. I think a prank show is a reality show at its core, right? Like Punk'd was a reality show. True or false?
Yeah, at least at first.
At least at first.
Every reality show like starts realer than it ends up being, you know?
I guess, yeah, because then eventually you are aware you're on a reality show.
Right.
Hmm. What would you do for a podcast reality show?
Hmm.
Because, like, it's still edited down. It's like you can still do confessionals. But
I think that we could do I do think that podcasting is such an intimate medium that there's so little you can do. But I do think that if we're bringing strangers together, I think that a dating show is the way to go. I think that it's the perfect setup for like Love is Blind or whatever.
Oh, so we're doing like a first dates.
We're doing first dates, Love is Blind, like, hey, come guest on a podcast with us, and if it works out well, then hey, maybe this leads to something.
Now I have a win record on the books with doing this.
I think this is a dating show. I think it can work. I don't know that I've ever seen it work before. It does kind of like, I don't know, you do kind of fall into a port where you're just like, how do you line up guests for something like that? You know, like how do you say like, hey, can you come be on my podcast? I won't tell you what it is.
Well, I think you do tell them what it is. I think it is like you are reaching out to people and you go, hey, do you tell them it's a dating show? Or do you just say like, hey, I do a show about media and, you know, I get guests on. I really like your takes. I like your take on this thing. We're going to watch something together. And then we'll put you on.
You know what it is? You know what it is? I got it. Right. We are doing, you know what? Let's do romance media. We do either romance books or we say, hey, we're doing a bachelor podcast or something.
Okay.
And then, hey, we have these two guests.
You're both single, right? Let's talk about
relationships.
Okay. Hold on. We got something here.
Let's talk about communication styles in a relationship. We're lying the entire time, which is a great way to start someone else's relationship. But well, I think this could work.
Nothing. They're not lying to each other. The thing that happens is we are on a, you have been invited on a podcast to talk about 50 First Dates or whatever. And you are, right. You're here and we are them. We're lying to them because they don't know the secret goal is for them to get together.
This is the rom-com reality show.
Okay. Andrew, I think we're cooking with gas here and we're playing with lives. I think this could work.
And I do think that this is a show where we end up doing, we do the like, I think that the show comes together and we say we're going to record like a whole season at once so that episodes don't come out before people hear what's up.
This makes sense.
Cause we're going to record a podcast and then, I'm going to reach out to one guest. You're going to reach out to the other one. And we're going to say in a recorded conversation, we're going to say, hey, what'd you think there? I don't know about you. It kind of seemed like sparks might've been flying. I don't know. Hypothetically, what'd you think?
Is Michigan a one-party recording state?
I don't know. I'll risk it.
Wow, you two really hit it off there. That was amazing.
Yeah, no, I think I felt like I saw something.
What's happening? Now, are we collaborating beforehand on our guests? Like, do we go through our guest list and go like, I think these two? Or is it like a random luck of the draw for the both of us?
I think let's say it's luck of the draw, but I do think, God, we got to tip the scales a little bit, right?
I mean, we have to. Right? We want success.
Exactly. I'm not here for 14 episodes of people striking out, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No one wants to listen to that. That's fun for two episodes.
Exactly. So I think that we get that in, and then I think that we go from there. I think that we say, like, hey, we had a good time. I think we need a little bit more. There was some corrupted audio at one point. Maybe we should come back together. And then we do another four-person mm-hmm. conversation. And at some point, you and I both say, uh-oh, pizza just showed up at my door. I got to step away.
I've been so good for
50 minutes as the other two just kind of talk on microphone, but it's still recorded. I have
not eaten this pizza, okay? Or any of the little breadsticks with the marinara sauce. I haven't taken a sip out of my beer. I am being so good.
Yeah, so then they kind of just talk for like 50 minutes, and it's all on recorded. Craig's there listening in. I'm not even sure that we even, you know, come back.
We just leave it going. It's following them for the rest of their lifetime. Andrew, I like this idea, but I feel like we could get into some hot water real quickly. So I need you to give me a different podcast idea.
Okay, let's go for a more neutral podcast. Something more chill.
Yeah.
Less stressful. This one comes in from Cello Buster on Twitter. They send in Kami House Party. C-O-M-M-I-E House Party.
I was like, that is one. So, okay. The two of us tell you about, this could be a genuinely extremely helpful podcast. We take on the visage of two frat boys telling you about Marxism. Like, there's something to it about just like, what's up, bro? Welcome to this show. Today we're gonna talk about Leninism and how that is different today.
The thing about Leninism is it believes in a vanguard party that learns all the theory and then distributes it in a way that is understandable to actual people, and I think that fucking rules. And like, I would love a sensible way for somebody to distribute theory in a way that doesn't fucking suck. Because I'm not going to read.
A guy wrote a whole book that's not hard to read.
I don't want to read. I don't want to do that shit.
That's not my fault.
But this is where the podcast comes in. This is the same thing as a rewatch. One person's first time, one person's re-listen. It's you going through and telling me about the book.
Okay, so great. We've come up with another podcast where I do all the work. Love that idea.
I love it. You have one podcast where you don't have to do all the work.
I know I do. It's great.
I do the editing, which is... So I guess you do 50% of the work.
And I'm also on the episodes. I want to know. I do contribute to episodes of Argonauts. That's one of those things that, like, you can make jokes that I don't do anything on that podcast. It does get old after a while.
Does it genuinely?
Yeah, of course it does. Why wouldn't it?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, Andrew,
you do a lot on Argonauts. Yeah,
no, the one joke about my podcast is that I don't do anything for it. It really works well when I'm editing.
Your like 3-hour
podcast where I'm just like, boy, I wish I did anything.
You need something to you edit it. You are funny on it. You help lead and direct the show in the early and in the off ramp. You provide structure.
Yeah.
I feel bad for.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Andrew, I have another suggestion for you.
No, I do think that this idea is a fun podcast idea. Sorry, I was going for a bit where I swapped into just what I say on every episode of Argonauts.
Oh! I just thought you were mad at me!
No, Kami House Party. I do like the idea of a podcast that pretends to be fun, but ends up just like hitting you over the head with theory instead.
It's important to learn. And the best way to learn is by having two bros drinking Keystone Light talk to you about podcast. They're talking to you about communism. That's perfect.
The problem is that this podcast already exists in like multiple different forms.
Does it?
Yeah. Like there are like, I don't know, lefty podcasts. Like that's
but that's
a subsection of podcasts.
That's different because I feel like a lot of the like, I feel like a lot of the ones that main idea is we will teach you about like theory are also like shitheads.
Yeah, I mean that's the flip side. That's what I was gonna say is that eventually all of these do devolve into like a dirtbag left style. Like, well, it's fine if I say slurs; they've been reclaimed, right? And then eventually you're just like, we can hang out with Joe Rogan.
I dream for the party guy that stays in his lane.
Honestly, the one that I would recommend is, at least I don't listen to him anymore, but I used to listen to him. Trillbilly's Workers' Party is that's the one that I would always recommend. Mostly because it's three guys it's three folks that sound like my Uncle Harry, which is a real vibe going into just talking about it. You have another idea for me?
I do. Andrew, I know how much you love brackets.
Real brackets.
This is a suggestion from Electric Gaunt on Tumblr, who says a podcast where you go through that purposefully unseated queer media bracket. Andrew, this person has put everything they have gotten a suggestion for that is air quotes queer media and put it into a bracket together and unseated it. It's huge. It's overwhelming. I've given you all of the 64 round ones, which includes things like Scott Pilgrim Takes Off versus Bound 1996.
Rent versus Orphan Black.
The Torchwood Doctor Who spinoff versus Interview with a Vampire 2022.
Is Undertale queer media?
They purposely said, like, I'm just putting whatever people suggest on here. I'm not doing any fucking
okay,
work.
Okay, sure.
They're going max chaos mode with this in a way that I do enjoy.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer versus the other two. I wouldn't call Buffy queer media. There's a queer character in it.
It won 83% to 16.
Well, and I don't even know what the other two is. So
it's an HBO Max original, that. It looks like.
There are some of these, and maybe I'm... What is this, Goncharov? Goncharov doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. But is it technically queer media?
It's not media. It's a thing that people made up and pretend exists.
But was it queer people who did that, Andrew?
That doesn't make it... It's not media.
I'm simply telling you it won the first round.
Celluloid Closet versus Harley Quinn. Thank God the Celluloid Closet won that. Jesus Christ. I don't want to speak out of turn or out of my ass.
Mm-hmm.
It does take more than just two queer characters exist to make something queer media, right?
I think statistically and logistically, yes.
Like, if you just want to say, like, capital Q, capital M, queer media.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Star Wars Rise of Skywalker is not queer media.
Yeah, Frozen is queer media, because there's that guy that mentions he has a husband.
Now, that being
Moonlight
said,
versus Stranger Thing. Okay, yeah, Moonlight wins 95% to 4. Yeah, thank God.
Now, that being said, I do think that... The ability to just make a weird fucking list. Like, I think that they said, if you suggest something, I'll put it in. Outside of, I don't think they put Homestuck in, because I think they said, fuck you. No, they did. No, it was Homestuck versus Good Omens.
Yeah, no, Homestuck is on there.
You're right.
I don't even think Homestuck's queer media. I don't think Homestuck's media. Good Omens, I mean. At least the book.
Isn't the whole thing that the two angels are gay, or is that just wrong?
It is read into by the fans, but it is not in the initial book. Like, it all comes down to character interpretation and like book interpretation. In the TV show, they do like explicitly become a queer couple. I think in season two, I don't know. I didn't like season one, so I didn't follow on to the parts that went on after the book ended.
Andrew, I feel like presenting you with another bad bracket has done damage to you.
Every time you show me one of these brackets, I have to question like the concept of a bracket because you don't know what it is. And you just want to be a little gremlin at me. We need to put our get along shirt back on. Hold on. Get over here.
I'm coming. I'm sorry. Okay. It's okay, if I eat while I'm in the get along shirt.
No, that's fine. Just don't stain it again. Hi ho! Oh!
Mm-hmm.